and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, calling in from Madison, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Who is Our Family?
A reading from the book of Thrush. For God sets a father in honor over his children and confirms a mother's right over her children. Those who honor their father atone for sins, and those who respect their mother are like those who store up treasure. Those who honor their father will have joy in their own children, and when they pray, they will be heard. Those who respect their father will have long life, and those who honor their mother obey the Lord. My children, help your mother and father in their old age. Do not grieve them as long as they live. Even if their minds fail, be patient with them, because you have all your faculties. Do not despise them. For kindness to your mother and father will not be forgotten. And then a portion of the alternate reading from Colossians chapter 3. Sisters and brothers, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. And over all these, put on love, that is, the bond of perfection. And be thankful. The Word of God. This is a feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Jesus, a child born to a simple carpenter, and a mother who conceived him out of wedlock. A family on the run, running from violence and death, much like so many across the globe today, who are fleeing violence, civil war, climate disruption, and crisis. What does it mean to be family? What does it mean to be a holy family today? I remember years ago traveling to Cuernavaca, Mexico, to minister with one of my Dominican sisters who lived at and directed the Cuernavaca Center for Intercultural Dialogue on Development, also known as CID, a Christian retreat center that gave students an opportunity to experience the struggle for justice in Latin America. One day, we made a trip to a pyramid where indigenous peoples were engaged in prayer to the four corners and to the skies and the earth, speaking their native Nahuatl. The prayer was deliberate and reverent as we slowly turned, arms outstretched, praying to the east, then the south, then west, and then north, while prayers were spoken, sung by the leader. I did not understand the spoken language, although my Dominican sister was quietly interpreting for me, but I felt the meaning in my body. We raised our outstretched arms to the skies, and for me, to the mystery of creation. Then we lay flat on our stomachs on the warm soil, arms outstretched as we honored Mother Earth. As I lay there, I honestly could feel the earth breathing, and I cried. That was one of the most powerful and emotional prayer experiences I have ever been part of. It made me realize in a profound way how interconnected everything is to everything and everybody else. It made me understand family in a much more expansive way. To understand that the mother and father and brother and sister that Paul talks about in Colossians, that Ben Sira speaks of in Thrush, are all of God's creation, that family is everything, human and non-human alike. That even with all of our differences of race, ethnicity, religious beliefs, gender, politics, we are connected, and we are absolutely connected to the non-human world, whose family we are graced to be part of. As we move into 2023, let us recommit to take care of the world we live in, of family, of each other, to put on love and be thankful.